This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected a call by more than 200 U.S. mayors to bring the Senate back into session and move on gun safety legislation. AP Sagar Magani reports the mayors asked for the move after two mass shootings left 31 people dead last weekend.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An armed man was arrested at a Missouri Walmart Thursday, AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
An alert off-duty firefighter may have prevented a massacre at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri, Thursday afternoon. The firefighter confronted an armed man who showed up wearing body armor and held the 20-year-old suspect at gunpoint until police arrived. In a post on Facebook, Springfield police said an armed individual was arrested. The Springfield News Leader quoted Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas as saying the man walked inside the Walmart carrying a tactical rifle and another gun. Lucas said the man had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. I'm Mike Gracia.
And Indian Kashmir remained in an unprecedented lockdown, Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. It was part of an address on television and radio on Thursday. This is VOA News.